The green light law came into effect on Monday in New York State. The law allows people who do not have Social Security numbers to apply for driver's licenses, which will help those who are undocumented immigrants. WXXI's Noelle Evans has more.
New York is the 13th state to enact a law allowing people who don't have Social Security numbers to apply for driver's licenses. Anu Joshi with New York Immigration Coalition says it's a win for immigrant New Yorkers.
Every time, you know, an undocumented parent has to make the decision about whether or not to drive their child to the hospital or to a doctor's appointment or risk, you know, being pulled over and at worst detained and deported, it is a heartbreaking moment.
The law has sparked controversy. Earlier this year, Monroe County Executive Cheryl Donolfo filed a lawsuit against New York State over the law. According to her office, that case has been extended to January, when County Executive-elect Adam Bello will assume office. Bello, who is currently the county clerk and oversees Monroe County DMVs, says the lawsuit was unwise.
I think we have issues around economic development and everything else that I just thought this was not a wise use of our resources here.
He adds that while DMV fees will bring in revenue, with a low turnout on the first day of the law taking effect, he's not sure how much that will impact the local economy.
I see how this played out today, really only having 7 new people being able to come in to apply for a driver's license. I think that economic impact is still to be seen.
However, Emma Kreshi with Worker Justice Center of New York says that while there is excitement, there is also an air of caution within immigrant communities, which she says could explain the low numbers. Only standard licenses will be issued, which are not able to be used for federal purposes. You can find out more on our website, wxxinews.org. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.